Chapter 5. Love at First Sight. David loved his job at the police. He was pleased to think that he maintained law and order. Also interesting cases happened at his work sometimes. David particularly remembered the case of one robber whose name was Jim. Jim committed a huge bank robbery. The robbery went quite well, and he had to hurry. The police had not arrived at the bank yet, but Jim knew that they would come soon. He ran to the bus station and boarded the intercity bus. He was going to leave the city forever. He had to put the bags with the money into the trunk of the bus. But Jim was not upset. After all, if the police caught the bus, they would not know who to put the bags into the trunk of the bus. The bus left the city and drove along the highway at a high speed. Jim realized that the police would not catch up with him. He was in a good mood. Jim saw a beautiful girl on the bus. She was so charming that Jim could not take his eyes off her. She looked at him and smiled. For a moment, he had forgotten that he had bags of money. It was love at first sight. There was an empty seat near the girl. He came up to her and sat down next to this beauty. "Of course, I would have liked to think up something better for a date with you," he said to her. "But I have to escape immediately, so let me just invite you for a walk." "I have never seen such a wonderful girl," he said. The girl looked at him attentively. Jim was a tall, handsome man. She liked him, too. "Well," she said, "why not?" "I do not mind." But she did not want to give her phone number to a stranger. "It would be better if you gave me your number." "Here's a pen. Write it on the bus ticket," she said. "I'll call you later. My name is Margaret." Jim had to agree. He wrote his phone number and name on his bus ticket, and then they said goodbye to each other. The girl came out of the bus in the next city. Jim drove for another 2 hours and then also left. The bus driver opened the trunk, and Jim could not believe it. His bags with money were not there. Who could have taken his bags? It did not look like an accident. The driver told him that he gave the bags for a bus ticket. The ticket was produced by a girl who got off a couple of hours ago. The driver suggested to Jim that he call the police. Jim looked thoughtfully at the driver. Of course, he refused to call the police. At this moment, his phone rang. He answered it. "Hello," said Jim. "Jim, this is Margaret." He heard the voice of the beauty from the bus. "Have you got off the bus already?" Jim went silent for a while. Then he answered. "How did you get to know about the money, Margaret?" he asked nervously. "Sorry, I could not resist the temptation," she said. "I heard on the radio about the robbery. The description of the robber coincided with your appearance. Your wide open eyes and the nervous expression on your face told me that you were the one the police were looking for," she said. "You got on the bus without bags, and I realized that they were in the trunk of the bus, and you gave me your bus ticket yourself. Do you remember?"
I took the money from the bank, and it's mine," Jim cried, moving away from the bus. "Give me back at least half."
"Your nervous cry is not as convincing as my smile." "I will not give you the money, Jim. You're a man, so you can rob another bank. But be careful with strange women. Forgive me, and goodbye."
"I will find you, Margaret, and then you'll be sorry for deceiving me," Jim cried.
But Margaret had hung up. A few days have passed, and Margaret called him again. She said that she was conscience-stricken, and she wanted to give him back half the money. Besides, she liked Jim very much, and she hoped to get to know him better. She set a meeting with him, and Jim came at the appointed time to the appointed place. But several policemen waited for him instead of Margaret and the bags with money. At the police station, Jim asked David if Margaret was arrested. David told Jim that a girl called the police. She said she knew how to find the robber. She set a date with Jim, but suddenly she saw his picture in the news. She was very upset that he was a robber, and she had no choice but to call the police and tell them when and where the robber would come. But when Jim told his story, David thoughtfully stared at him for a long time. "Threatening a woman is a very big risk," he finally said to Jim. "Women do not forgive threats."
"Yes, To threaten a woman is more dangerous than to rob a bank, Jim said nervously.